If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Junkies. Come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cake Sawville. Running a three-man show until EB comes back, because it should be a four-man show, yeah. But he left his phone. He's got a flight. He was in a panic. Well, so I mean, he turned around to get his phone.
I understand the forgetting your phone and or wallet panic, because yeah. I was out at dinner a couple nights ago, and I walked in from the car into the restaurant, and then about after sitting for 10 minutes, I had my phone, but I didn't have my wallet. And I was in just a full-blown panic, even though I was 99% sure it was in like the slot next to the driver's seat door.
Right.
And I knew it, but I had to go out and make sure that I had it, because you don't want to be out without your phone, keys, and wallet. All three of those. Those are the critical pieces that you always bring with you. So I understand the panic, especially because he's going on a trip.
Well, and I'm just surprised that out of everyone I know,
yeah,
he would be the last. I know he forgets a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
but he would be the last guy I would predict to forget his phone at home.
Correct.
You'd be the last guy.
I agree with you, but
no, he would forget his computer.
Here's the great equalizer: the morning, just fog brain. You're just doing your thing. You forget about it. You get in the car, and then before you realize it, you're halfway to work, and you've forgotten your phone.
Right. He probably
didn't realize it until he got here.
Probably when he was parking.
Right.
Gathering all the stuff up,
yeah.
Looking for your phone.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I forgot my phone. It's at home.
So I understand the panic.
I think there's a chance, though, it could be in his backpack.
Knowing EB. Search his backpack.
Yeah, you get in a panic, and you freak out, and they're like, oh, it was right there the whole time.
Oh, he'd be so salty if he drove all the way home and had an extra leg to his commute.
You'd enjoy it, though.
I mean, it would kind of make me laugh.
You know what? That's so embarrassing. He'd probably lie about it.
Yeah, he would have to.
It was on his desk or something.
You would just have to lie. You just have to make it up.
I'm calling it
right now. You're calling his phone? Yeah.
When he does come back.
It's probably on silent.
Yeah. We can't get into the details of the movie itself, but three of us, EB, Cakes, and myself, we saw a movie last night together,
yes,
called Warfare.
Right.
We had different experiences.
Went to a media screening,
yes,
of it last night in Silver Spring.
Yes. Mm. You'll want to hear what happened with EB.
I'm not surprised.
So we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by anything that happened.
And remember, 8 o'clock, we have our tribute to John Feinstein. We're going to play some best of clips of John. We touched on it at the very top of the show. Sad day for all of us. 13 years he was a contributor on this show. That's almost half the life of the show.
Yeah, that's a long run.
Yeah.
13 years with John contributing, giving his perspective, his insight, all the great stories. So he will be missed. We'll have the tribute coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. Why don't we get into the Junkie Sports Page with Bish Bucks back? I'm guessing a lot of college hoops.
Well, I mean, it's one of the best times of the year.
Yep, and the Sports Page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
I love conference tournament play because there's so many games.
Right, it's just a plethora.
I mean, until you get whittled down to championships on Saturday and Sunday. But when you have games, you know, starting last week, but then this week you got games on Tuesday starting at 11:30. You know, Wednesday starting at 11:30. Today, games are starting at 11:30. I just love conference play, man. I really do.
You love updating your brackets manually. I see them right in front of you, yep. Right in front of your two computers.
Yep. And, you know, locally, obviously what American U did, winning their conference, regular season conference, and then winning the conference tournament for Dwayne Simpkins, unbelievable job in year two.
Will they be a first four team, or do you think a 15 or 16 seed?
I think they're definitely going to be at least a 16. So I'm going to guess they might have the play in Dayton. I hope not. I hope that they can play on Thursday or Friday. But my guess is, I don't know how the Patriot League is handled by the committee, but my guess is they'll either be in the first four or a 16 seed. Yeah, that's my guess.
But hey, congratulations to him. That's his second season, right?
Second season, and he gets to the tournament. Unbelievable win over Navy at home at Bender. And that was just really fun to watch. That was a team, Navy, who had swept AU during the regular season and beat them pretty badly both times.
It's what happens sometimes in the tournament. You know, we were talking about Cakes' alma mater. I happened to watch some of Towson, who was the one seed in their tournament, and then they got knocked off by a 12 seed.
Yep.
Happens.
It happens. And that's another beautiful thing about conference tournaments. It's you just can't predict some of this stuff.
I can't believe the Navy guard punched that kid in the balls.
Such an idiot.
Like, what was he doing?
The game seems very out of character for a Navy player.
It just tipped off.
One of his best players, Ed DeCellis, one of his best players, starting two guard, running down the court, and one of AU's players kind of bumps him. And he turns around and he just punches him right in the nuts. Yeah. Ejected. Mean, flagrant two.
That's
done.
That's very unsportsmanlike.
What are you doing, young man?
That's...
Yeah, I mean...
Very uncharacteristic of a midshipman.
The way AU just destroyed him, I don't know if it would have made a difference, but that's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I told Simp that. I was like, dude, what is this kid doing? He's like, I don't know, man. Bad decision on his part. Huge game tonight at 5 here in D.C. between George Washington and George Mason. All right, this is a quarterfinal of the A-10 tournament. GW beat Fordham yesterday by 5 or 6. Adrian Autry's son, Trey Autry, played great. Mason's been one of the best teams in the conference all year. VCU won the conference regular season, and they're the one seed. But Mason and GW play for a chance to get into the semis. Chris Caputo, a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Tony Skin, a friend of ours.
Yeah, who are you rooting for here? You have to be conflicted.
I've known Caputo longer. I've known him for a while.
So Caputo, the answer is I'm going to root for
G-Dub. You're
slight lean towards the G-Dub, okay.
But I do love Tony Skin.
Yeah.
I love that dude. But I just don't know him.
Doing a great job at Mason.
I mean, I've only met him twice.
Right.
The one time we met him when he came in studio years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had him in studio this year. So this is a big game. This game, I believe, starts around 5. Mason and GW. So a lot of local, you know, connections and angles. Here's another connection, local connection. In the Southland, McNeese State beat Lamar for the conference championship. So they get the automatic qualifier. McNeese State, of course, coached by Will Wade, who used to be at VCU, was at LSU, got fired from LSU.
Guys, well-traveled. That guy's been all over the place.
Well, he had scandal attached to his
scandal.
Name.
Yeah. Illegal recruiting and you know, talking about paying players, that type of stuff. But he's a great coach. Goes to McNeese. He's been to the tournament, I think, back-to-back years. McNeese State's athletic director went to DeMatha, played basketball. He's a little younger than me. Heath Schroyer. And who knows? There's talk that Will Wade might be bouncing to a bigger school.
Right. Mm.
Like if Texas doesn't make the tournament this year and they fire Rodney Terry.
Yeah.
That's
got to be a guy that loves NIL. Will Wade loves it. Oh, he was doing NIL long before NIL was a thing.
Yeah. He's ahead of the curve.
He's not the only one, but he certainly was a guy who was trying to cut the corners.
Of course.
Years ago.
Well, look, there was a ton of college coaches doing that.
That's what I said.
He just happened to get caught.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Will Dawkins on the show coming up an hour, the GM of the Washington Wizards. And we talked all year, poop for Coop.
Yep.
Cooper Flagg, the number one player. Fill me in on the scare, because Cooper Flagg was in action yesterday, and I think he left the court in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he definitely tweaked.
It's not good.
Tweaked his ankle.
Well, it looked bad. It looked real bad. Going up for a rebound, coming down on, you know, kind of another connection here.
Another DeMatha connection. All right.
Jerod Mustaf, who I played high school hoops with at DeMatha.
Yeah.
Number one pick of the Knicks back in the day. His son plays for Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. Jaden.
Yep. And he came down on his ankle. It looked really bad.
I don't like even hearing that description.
Yep.
Just hearing it makes me borderline queasy.
We always heard about the Sports Illustrated curse. Is this the ESPN.com curse? Because I don't know if you saw it. There was a huge article about Cooper Flagg yesterday is when I saw it on ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. And it was about, you know, him playing when he was 11 and 12 years old and being this gangly kid, but just dunking on people and talking about kind of the greatness of Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And then that day he gets hurt.
Dr. Cakes would advise Cooper Flagg, former future Washington Wizard, to sit out the NCAA tournament just to be safe. That's what Dr. Cakes would
prescribe. Well, I think he's certainly going to sit out tonight's game against Carolina. We'll see how it goes if they win, and they'll play the winner of the Louisville-Clemson game. He may not play, even if they win tonight, he may not play in the championship. There's no point, really. I mean, it would be nice for him to play in the ACC championship, but you don't have to.
I don't want to rush him back to the court, Chase.
They're going to be a one seed.
I need him fresh for next season in the NBA. I couldn't care less whether he wins a title at Duke.
Oh, I know you don't care.
I would actually root against him winning a title.
The only problem is he cares.
I understand that he cares.
If he can go, he's going to go in the NCAA tournament. Maybe he sits out round one against a 16 seed. But
I wouldn't advise
it. Play.
Don't push it, Cooper. Keep that ankle ready for the Wiz.
So that was a big...
But if he doesn't land on the Wiz, because they have a very small percent chance of actually nabbing the number one pick, you're not going to care about him.
You're correct. If I know that he's not going to go to the Wiz, he can play all he wants on his bum ankle.
Right. If you know,
but if I know that he's
if he's a future Blazer,
then
you don't care.
At all. But if I know he's earmarked to come here and be our guy for the next decade and be like a franchise cornerstone, let's take it nice and easy on that ankle, Coop. Keep that thing elevated. Ice it.
Getting back to the GW situation, Chris Caputo, who we talked about. I didn't know this, but Drabby, you just talked in my ear about him talking about the Washington Post. What happened?
Well, after the game, I think it wasn't mean-spirited, and he talked about John for a while. He said some very nice things about John, but he said, "Let's go, Mr. Bezos. Mm-hmm. Maryland is good. Mason is good. We're good. American is headed to the tournament. Georgetown is coming back. Let's get the coverage of college basketball back to this historically great college basketball area."
Mm.
You think Jeff Bezos has ever watched a college hoops game?
Well, I mean,
yes.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
He probably doesn't know much.
But I don't think he's the sports editor that really is worrying about the exact content day to day.
No, of course he's not.
Well, I mean, he's just saying in general, Washington Post
needs
to sink more into covering the local teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you're going to have possibly George Mason or GW in. You're going to have Maryland in. Mm-hmm. They're a lock. Americans in. Who am I missing? I'm missing another local?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But, yeah, I mean, you could have at least three teams in.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you consider that, you know, they're not really local, the Richmond schools, but VCU could get in. But that's interesting. I might have to text old CC today, talking to him about the lack of coverage. You know what? You know where you get college hoops coverage? Right here.
You definitely do.
Now, I think, sadly, John was in town covering the A-10 tournament.
Right.
Yeah, he was at his brother's house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was. Do we know what the cause is? Is that out there?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. I mean, it was sudden, obviously. I mean, if he was here
Sounds
working.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he just He just published a column about Tom Izzo like yesterday.
Correct.
In the Post.
Yep. So very sad. And we'll get to more of that later in the show. I've got a couple guests to talk about their relationship with John Feinstein. So today you got a bunch of games starting at, I believe, 11:30. I think VCU's playing at 11:30. So if you're a College Hoops fan, you got wall-to-wall College Hoops today.
Does Teresa even bother, like, asking you, hey, Jason, do you want to go out for dinner tonight? Like, or does she know, like, it's conference tournament time. I've got my bracket notebook ready to go. Like, I'm not doing anything today.
Well, here's the problem.
Or over the weekend.
Here's the problem. Today, we have a big party to go to. It's a baby shower party.
Oh, man.
Now, the only reason.
Hold on. It's a co-ed baby shower? Like, you're expected to go?
Yes. It's a.
What all time?
5 o'clock, right when GW George Mason starts.
And the players, I mean.
The players right there.
Devastating.
Second round of the players.
Terps are at 6:30. I mean, you are SOL.
So
who's baby shower?
Trace McSorley. Of course, we're very good friends with the McSorley family.
His wife
is pregnant.
I blame Trace.
Poor timing. Yeah, poor timing.
You know what? He's not been watching Penn State, so he doesn't care.
There's been a lot of Trace stories this week. Mostly Buffalo Trace.
Yeah,
but
a lot of Trace.
Hey, if we ever do a missing link, Buffalo blank McSorley.
It's a good one, yeah, because there's so many McSorleys.
The McSorleys have a great house. They've got a huge basement with a big, huge 100-inch screen, bar, everything.
Yeah.
When they're opening up gifts upstairs with all the ladies, I guarantee all the dudes are going to be downstairs. Except for Trace. Trace is going to have to be upstairs.
Are you going to text them updates?
Yeah, I'm going to text them updates.
Yeah, you should.
I feel bad for him because traditionally baby showers, the husband just shows up at the end to scoop up the presents and to give everybody kind of a hug and kiss and say, thank you. But it's supposed to be just a women-only deal.
Or ideally doesn't show up at all.
Yeah. No, I think you have to show up at the end.
No, I think the husband
has
to show up.
I've never heard, like, that's proper etiquette. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember your showers. They're so long ago.
I bet you did
the same thing. I think my mom threw one for Amy at our house.
I don't recall being there. Now maybe.
Yeah, but you probably showed up at the end. I'm telling you to scoop up all the presents.
I don't know if I did.
Is that protocol?
I think so. I think it's generally the protocol.
Even like wedding showers?
I think that's more recent.
Wedding showers, definitely the couples there.
Yeah, wedding showers different.
Baby showers, maybe it's, 50-50, but but it's rare when you have a baby shower where a bunch of couples come.
Yeah. Correct. Because when we went to Pete Medhurst Memorial Service, my wife and I took separate cars because she went to a baby shower in downtown Annapolis after the service was done, and I went home. Mm-hmm. She had to carry. I do feel bad. She carried a big ass box, like from the parking garage to whatever like restaurant or bar that this baby shower was happening at. And I felt bad. I was like, maybe I should go down and carry this box for her. But I didn't. Maybe I should have.
Yeah.
But I can't recall going to baby showers. That's a bad beat for you this weekend.
Well, I'm not going to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm not going to be upstairs.
I understand.
Watching them open the gifts. I'm just going to be downstairs.
I know you. You would rather be at home by yourself, of course. With nobody else around you, and all these guys that you barely know are going to be asking you about college hoops, and you're going to be on monkey tilt.
Will you bring your spiral notebook with you, with your brackets to show it?
I mean, if you want to keep up to date, you
should. Data.
No, I do that every morning or every night.
Yeah.
But there's so much to watch today.
Mm-hmm.
But the GW Mason game is must watch for me, so I will promise you I will be in front of a TV for that.
Very good.
Coming up next, we're going to give you the latest on the Washington Commanders. They brought some guys back. There's a bet that needs to be settled. We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.